Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Here was our assignment. Success is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. What might life be like had we been encouraged to see it as a growing learning process? Rather than a win-lose contest, with attention on the magic of each moment unfolding, there's nothing left over to hold opinions about how things should go or how things went. There's just now, 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 without comparison to an imaginary way it should be. Our success lies in our ability to be present to what is, which comes down to losing interest in an illusion of a self separate from life that could succeed or fail. Today, celebrate realizing success and failure is just another artificial duality in conditioned mind, feeding an imaginary ego. Record and listen. All right, shall we hear from our first caller, Sherry? First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Emily from Seattle.
Hello,
Hi,
Emily.
Hi. So I have been working with this. Now, I have a really hard time getting away from this success and failure duality. And
yes.
So I've been seeing that, and you know, I've been working really hard towards this recital that's coming up, and my goal for it has been, for this whole process workshop, has been to be free of ego while I sing, especially in front of other people, just to enjoy it and to be able to focus my attention on the experience I want to have. And I've had successes along the way, like times where I really have been able to do that. And then I've had these failures, or whatever you want to call them, where ego gets a hold of me and wrecks the experience for me.
Well, Emily, if I may, ego has hold of you throughout the whole process. Because when you meet the standard, it's called a success. So the difficulty for us to wrap our heads around, and there's good reason not to even try, is exactly what you're pointing at. So we have this conditioned orientation to life. If you do well, then that's a success. If you don't do well, that's a failure. It takes a long time even to catch on that that's going on, that that's a process, that it may not be true. Okay, that means we practice a lot to get to that place, right? And then what conditioning does, of course, is just take over practice. So now if you have the right experience, then you're a success at practice. And if you don't, you're a failure at practice.
Go ahead.
So that what we're going for is to fall in love with the process of paying attention and seeing how we get pulled into ego's success, failure, suffering domain. We fall in love with that. Now, down the road, if we stay with it, if we stay with being in love with that process, we will actually meet the standards that conditioning was holding up for us. But we meet them from a completely different place. We meet them from a place of having no interest in meeting the standard.
I'm not there yet.
No. And most of us are not there yet with something, right? So we all have the karma that we're working with, right? All of us do. Yours is singing. I sing all the time. I don't think I'm good, and I don't try to be, right? It's not an issue for me. I just sing because I like to make noise, okay? For you, singing is a big deal, which I've never heard you sing, but I can only guess you're pretty darn good at, since that's what karma can get you with. See, it always gets us with what life has given us as our qualities and characteristics and gifts to bring to the world. That's what it always goes after us with.
So if I have, this preferred experience that I like to be having when I sing, I feel like I'm in love with that, like this way that I can feel when I'm free of ego. And I'm not at the place where I'm in love with the whole thing.
Emily, what? That's how you can know that ego still has you.
Because I prefer one way of
That's
being.
Right. And because you're looking to conditioned mind for a report card to see how you're doing.
I don't quite get that. Like, why wouldn't I prefer that ego-free state?
Well, the point I'm trying to make here is it's not an ego-free state. So there you are singing unselfconsciously, right? It's glorious.
Mm-hmm.
What's glorious mm-hmm. is the lack of self-consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is a state that we really enjoy. And I don't know that there's any truth to this at all. The Catholics would call it consolations, right? So in that framework, God gives us these moments of experiencing God in order to keep us encouraged to stay on the path. Now, if we take it out of that belief system, well, it does seem like the same thing happens. So we get these moments of just being here, unselfconsciously, no ego talking to us. We're just here, and it's glorious. And what happens to us, the lucky ones of us, is we say, I want to live like that all the time. Now we're on the hunt, right? Now we are doing the work that is necessary for us to be in that place all the time. Where karma, mm-hmm. where ego trips us up is, okay, Emily, if you were centered all the time, you could feel that way singing all the time. And now it's got you. Now it's got you. And now we've lost sight of, that's how I want to feel. And it has gotten, by ego, tied to singing, performing, and it's got you. I would suggest that you would like to feel that way walking around your house, cooking.
Sure. Yeah,
driving with friends. You want that. So to not lose sight of, I want to be centered. I want to live from center. And being at center when I sing / perform will be one of my centered activities. And so the standard then that ego will have to hold you to is, are you centered or are you not? Now, this is a losing proposition for ego, because now you're just, all you're doing is awareness practice. And every time you're not centered, you recommit to being centered, right? Ah, that's right. I went unconscious. I did. I listened to hateful voices. Yep. Okay. All right. So I need to practice harder directing the attention. I need to be here. Where's that recorder? Okay. Now you really are in a one-up position. But as long as it's tied to performance, it's got you. Now, if I may, one other thing about that. So if where karma gets me is yelling at the kids, or karma gets me with my boss raising an eyebrow, or karma gets me with where I am financially, or karma gets me with how much I weigh, okay? As long as karma, ego, can tie our lives to performance in any area, it's got us, because we're going to be looking to it to see how we're doing.
Okay.
Now, my encouragement, Emily, listen to this about a million times. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. I feel like there's a piece I'm not quite
getting. Yep. But it's going to drop in for you. It's going to come together because you're right there. You know, you're right on that cusp, and it's gonna drop in for you. You're going to see it.
Okay.
Sooner rather than later.
Okay. I hope so. Thank you.
Thank you so. You're welcome. Have fun, huh?
I will. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Emily. You know, Sherry, it's just such a such an important piece to get to with compassionate comprehension, that the non-ego state, while it is what we're seeking, is not it's not something that we can achieve or have without constantly oscillating between identification and non-identification. And that's how ego gets us, right? That the the spiritual bliss is the only thing that I want to rest in. But life isn't just the spiritual bliss. It's the process of staying there. It's a process, not a state or an outcome or an ending. And, it's torture when conditioning gets hold of the deepest desire of our hearts and wants us to stay there and point to all of the times in which we haven't achieved it.
We have to get to that place by a completely different process, right? Mm-hmm. A process of acceptance, not comparison.
All preference.
And that's how we leave ego behind.
That the content is, it becomes content rather than process.
Yes.
Spiritual bliss becomes the content that we're trying to achieve through a process of ego.
Yes. And it won't work. And as we were just talking about, you know, we get to a juncture. I'm trusting Emily. Okay. We get to this crossroads. And most people will say, it's not worth it. I can't do it. You know, this is just too miserable. I'm going to quit. But if we realize, say, we talk about Emily. I know she's still here. We'll talk about her as if she isn't. So Emily loves singing, so she's not going to quit, right? And that's that realization that I can only get to where I want to be by practicing awareness, by dropping ego, then that's what keeps us committed. That's what keeps us on the path. I want that freedom.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I want that freedom. And it's so important, that thing you pointed out, that it goes after us with the place where we are most gifted. The best expression of life is what the ego wants to go after.
That's right. I love my kids more than anything on earth. What is ego going to torture me with?
Mm-hmm.
Not my cooking.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller, Sherry. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller?
Maybe they're. I hope they're unmuting.
Next caller?
Hello? Oh, there they are.
Hello?
Who's that? Hello.
Claire. Can you hear me?
Claire. Yeah, we can hear you. Now.
So, I don't know where I'm going with this, but this is a very rich conversation because I've done a lot of, like, looking at the tendency to indulge the story of failure and letting go of that.
Mm-hmm.
But now what I'm seeing is that I want to support these beings, like, you know, to feel good and enjoy life and to feel able. But then I get tripped up about not wanting to label things as success. But then
Right. Somehow
success is also, like, associated with all those positive feelings. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And that's how it gets us, right? That's how it trips us up, right there. So you feel good. You're really enjoying life. You're feeling grateful. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You feel successful. Let's back that up, right? Because we've just introduced a duality, a really charged duality that's going to take us down a road we don't want to go down. So I feel great. I'm grateful. I'm enjoying my life. I love my work. I love my family. I'm having a lovely life.
Yeah. That's not wrong. I mean, nothing's wrong. But you know what? Then I get chipped up about, well, that feels good, but at some level, like, I suppose the problem is the story that tells me that at some level that's wrong, because then I'm, like, indulging success and attaching.
That's right. That's right.
Rather than the experience of enjoying what is so right now.
That's right. And that, now, if we were going to, I shouldn't even say this, but I'm going to anyway because I can't help myself. If we were going to talk about success, there's success. Because you're watching how you're having the life experience your heart wants. And then you look to conditioned mind and engage in a conversation that's going to take you right back into a karmic, egocentric quagmire.
Something wrong. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so there you are. I love my life. I love my family. I love my work. I love everything. I love everything. Well, that is just selfish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, probably so. I love my life. I love my work. I love my family. Okay, you just go off in a conversation about all the things you love. Well, you're so egocentric. Yeah, probably. And grateful. I am so grateful that I have this life that is okay? So there's no, you know, you don't have to disagree with it or argue with it. Just don't engage it.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just fascinating. See, all the ways that, you know, the conversation in the head wants to take this person away from that. You know, you shouldn't have that experience. People don't. And so the key is to just, you know, stay in awareness and notice how the system wants to take me away from this and continue to return to what is so, which is genuine enjoyment and acceptance and being here with what is so, being grateful for that.
Precisely, because what we can see in this conversation that you're laying out, there's no information in there that's going to make you more grateful or happier or better mother, wife, worker, contributor to the world. There's nothing in that conversation that's going to add to any of those places that life is unfolding for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not a thing. It's only designed to take you out of the present and make you feel bad. Once we get that, then, you know, if there were a neighbor who every time they saw you came up and started talking to you about what's wrong with you, you know, you would not indulge that conversation pretty darn quickly.
Right. And what occurs to me is the practice of I choose unconditional love, and how unconditionally loving it is to, you know, drop that conversation and to be with what is happening now, however that is.
That's right. That's right. Because you know the difference. You're at work. You're with somebody. You're with another human being. Mm-hmm. If you're not in that conversation, you're available to them in one way. If you mm-hmm. are caught up in that conversation, you are not available to them in a really big way.
Right. Yes. And I know the difference because I've seen that happen to me. Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
I see the difference clearly.
Yeah. It's good.
So it's about and not indulging that conversation so that I can be present to this person right here holding this phone.
That's right. And indulging is the word. The most egocentric thing we can do is indulge a system that wants to beat us up about being egocentric. Indulging that. Right? Indulging that is what makes people completely egocentric. I'm going to be in a conversation about self-hate, and that makes me completely unavailable to you.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that I've ever seen in life that is more egocentric than that. I'm going to indulge this self-hating conversation in my head so that I'll be the center of the universe 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to do that. Yep.
Yeah. And indulging that self-hate takes me to the place of like, oh, poor me, really makes me separate and not available to, you know, all
right.
the glory. Yeah, and then
right.
then it's not available either to cheer her heart with the world.
Precisely. Yeah. And that's, I mean, it... I hate to use ideas like long time because people can listen to a voice that says that's depressing. But it does take us a long time to get to the point of being able to see that because people are so conditioned to believe self-hate is what's making me a better person. Being mm-hmm. criticized all the time is how I'm going to be good. Being punished will keep me making my best effort to be a good person. No, that whole thing is a lie. It is absolutely a lie.
Yeah. It's a lie that if I say bad things to myself, that I'm never going to get hurt externally. That's a lie.
It's a total lie. It's a complete, absolute, utter lie. And you phrased it best. You know, if you're listening to that, your heart is not available for you and the world.
Right.
And we need hearts available for us and the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Claire.
Bye, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Claire. That was such a powerful conversation, Sherry. The thing that dropped in for me is that enjoyment is what life is about. I mean, you've said that so many times. We're here to enjoy life. And in moments when we're not suffering, we're in the process of enjoyment. And our experience over and over again is there are undulations. You know, you have crests and you have troughs and you have these serene plateaus. And it's such a gift to be able to receive that serenity because we know the undulation will come, but we can learn to enjoy it all.
Yes. And the point that Claire was bringing out so perfectly is when we learn to enjoy it all, we are a contribution to life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
when we're indulging ego, we are not.
Yes. Well, and it's what you always say, that the greatest gift that we could give to anyone is our knowing, our experience of there's nothing wrong. And so if we are able to enjoy all aspects of the karmic plateau, if you will, the karmic terrain, then that's what we bring.
Yes, because I'm I'm open and receiving in the good times. I'm open and receiving in what ego would call the bad times. All that's happening is I'm walking down a path that is ending karma and ending identification with ego. And on that path, I'm going to see everything that I identify with that indulges ego and reinforces karma. That's what
exactly.
It is. It's not, oh, now I feel good, I'm the right person. No, that's not what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have time for one more caller, Sherry.
All right.
Here we go.
All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Okay.
They're making their way. I can feel it. They're unmuting.
Let's try the next another caller. Here you go. Next
Maybe
caller,
I was
you're
feeling
now live
another
on the
caller.
Air.
Hello, Hello, Sherry and Ms. Schwinney. It's Margaret.
Hey.
Hi, Margaret.
Hey. I really enjoyed this conversation so far. And what's been arising is just seeing some things that happened to me over the last month that, and today, this morning, right before the call even, that those undulations come, you know, I'm doing one thing that I have to do to both my nose. And a takeaway occurred right during that, and I did it to the same nostril again until I woke up. You know, I'm just doing nasal rinsing. I mean, it's, you know, but there I am instead of switching nostrils, right, you know? And I saw it, and it was like, wow, it happens so quickly. And and that's the kind of thing I can have a big laugh about. But
let me make sure I'm following you. So sort of the celebration is being there to realize I want to stay here till I'm truly present to hear. Did I miss the point?
Well, that would be a celebration. Actually, that's addressing, I think, the experience I was looking at earlier in the month where I was out of town and I had an experience to be, you know, I had some time to do something that I wanted to do, and then a whole bunch of other people joined in on that, and I ended up with somebody who would basically talk to me the whole time instead of enjoying the experience, which is what I wanted. And that is what happened. And I think if ego hadn't set that up as this is something I really wanted, I mean, it was, but if there hadn't been that kind of setup and then falling for that as the experience I needed, I would have been able to celebrate what did happen, but instead I was in a conversation, literally in my head and listening, trying to...
Well,
you know,
this is what Emily was pointing us to,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? That, as soon as we get set up for that, it's going to be this way. And we mm-hmm. lose sight of what I thought you were pointing at earlier, that what we want to do is to be present to what is, not present to a preference and an assessment about whether or not that preference was fulfilled and how we did with the lack of fulfillment of that preference. Right? If what I want is to be present, then I'm going to be excited to see all of that. I'm not going to use that S word again. But I'm going to feel good and grateful because I'm walking down this path of ending my relationship with ceasing to indulge ego and not perpetuating karma. So this is great. I got to see the setup. I got to see what happened during it. I got to see all that. That's amazing. And the main thing that the main takeaway is, when I listen to ego set me up for how something in the future is going to be,
mm-hmm.
that's a setup for suffering.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm looking at is this. It feels like there's this conversation still there that's going, yeah, but that was, you know, I really wanted that.
And that's where we get to see ego.
And karma.
Yeah, Margaret, that's what ego is, right? Ego is an I that wants something other than life. That's it. Yeah.
And it feels like the magic is in recognizing, oh, right, that's not my heart. That's ego.
Exactly. And the thrill of that, there's the celebration, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's ego. Wow.
That was
okay.
A trick.
And I'm seeing it. Therefore, I'm where I want to be. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want what life wants. Here I am. Take me, life. Use me.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Margaret. That's great.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Enjoy your nasal wash or whatever that is.
I will. I'm going to do it again, yes.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Margaret. And that brings us to the end of another show, Sherry. And
all right.
Here is our assignment for the day. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Ego, the illusion of a self separate from life, is what we experience as fear. Ego is not real. Fear is not real. They're made up, imaginary, existing only in a story and conditioned mind. Great fun for children is sitting around a campfire listening to scary stories. It's exciting and thrilling. Most adults are listening to scary stories inside their head and not find it exciting or thrilling. The stories in conditioned mind are no more real than the spooky campfire stories, but the you need to be afraid stories adults hear are not enjoyed because they're believed without scrutiny. When we bring conscious, compassionate awareness to anything, we see through the made-up stories and directly touch authenticity. Today, practice is that so each time you become aware of a scary story being told inside your head. Bring conscious, compassionate awareness to the story and record and listen the truth you see.
All right. It's good, huh?
It is really good. Thank you, Sherry,
well, thank you,
and see you tomorrow.
Yes, everybody, treasure yourself and go happy.
Take care.